because it's the same meter. All of her poetry really? Fits to it, so you can sing all of her poems to "I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke."
That's hilarious.
Thank you, John Green, for telling me that.
There you go. Rhyme or free, it doesn't matter to me. It's my bad poetry. Good day, and welcome to My Bad Poetry, a podcast where we take a deep dive into our poems from youth yesteryear, or even yesterday, always asking the question, why in the world did I write this? I'm Aaron.
And I'm Dave.
And this week, we are looking at two songs that I have found in the Wolf Journal that we have previously passed over. But we are coming to the end of Wolf Journal material, and Dave, you'll be happy to know
that Hallelujah.
These lyrics actually rhyme, so we get the rhyme part. We'll see.
Do they though?
We'll see. But before we get into the mess that is what I have found for you today, you should bring us into the realm of poetry with whatever you have written for us today.
Got it.
Okay.
This is a poem that I would like to call "A Mote of Dust Round the Castle." A fort made from rubberized plastic, secondhand so the price wasn't drastic. Three rings of laughter echo through the street, for joy comes simply through smiles loud and sweet. 5 minutes left until rest time comes the cry. 60 minutes pass as life rushes by.
Aw. I like that. Okay. Did you find an old Great Adventures set?
Great Adventures?
You never had those plastic...
Oh, like with the catapult and...
Yeah.
I gotcha. No, this is one of those, like, outside climbing structures.
Oh.
Like a little plastic whatever.
Kind of like those, like, kitchens or those houses, those plastic houses. Okay, so is this one of the castle structure ones with the slide?
Yes.
Okay.
We were playing with it today, and it was really enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because both of my kids are now at a stage where they can do imaginative play, and so it was a castle, and then it was a boat, and then we had to make a flag for it, so we put some PVC pipe on it and grabbed some extra cloth that we had with superheroes on it, and
Aww.
It was just a wonderful day.
My neighbor down the street had one of those in their basement that I was obsessed with. And
it's
also
fun.
When I was at voice therapy, when I was like 3, they had one in their waiting room. And that's one of my earliest memories. What?
Voice therapy?
Yeah. So I had vocal nodules when I was very, very young, because I roared like a lion. And so... I lost my voice. I also couldn't say my L's or my R's, but it was mainly the vocal nodules that I was getting retaught how to speak. So I have no memory of that, but I remember
the castle. They had a play structure.
They had a castle. And it really Very is cool. a perfect place for a waiting room, because like you said, the time slips by.
Exactly. It's perfect.
5 minutes. Oh, what? It's 60 minutes?
Can I just say, that one did make me happy, because it's a fort, second hand, three rings, for joy, 5 minutes, 60 seconds. So it's Ooh. 1, 2, 3,
wow.
4, 5, 6. I thought that was pretty good.
Wow. And here I thought it was just a little, like, sing-songy... What is my daughter doing? Anyway, I thought it was just a little sing-songy thing.
Oh, it is.
That was clever. I love it. Well, now for
Now let's
what
hear
I
the crap that you're bringing, yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, we kind of encountered here, I'll show you. We were on the last page, and we had lyrics to one of the songs that we happened to have through my sister's found recording of that tape, that cassette tape. Yep. We turn the page. It's the last line of the Wolf Journal. Turn one page back, and we have the other lyrics where I put out like the chords and stuff. Now, this is interesting because I didn't realize this till today when I was I was digging back into the electronic files on my old hard drive.
Rather than the physical files on your old hard drive?
Yes. I was writing in pencil here. And then I went back and I wrote in pen. And why I point that out is because this song is far earlier than much of the stuff we've been encountering. How do I explain this?
I don't know, but you got to use words at some point. Yeah. This is an auditory medium.
Right. Okay. As I was looking on my external hard drive, which backed up our old home computer from Sydney before we moved from Ohio, I found another song.
Okay.
I think we actually talked about it very briefly.
Okay.
Way back, because it's actually written down here in the Wolf Journal, right beside Epilogue to a Prologue, which, if you remember, was like the last of the first anthology.
Yeah.
And what's confusing is the song that I was looking for is written considerably later, yet I distinctly remember this one was first.
Okay.
So I must have just opened to a random page and scribbled this down.
That's a choice.
That's a choice.
A strong choice and a bad choice, but a choice.
Yep. And I burned it onto a CD. And I decided I wanted two tracks, and so I actually recorded an introduction.
Okay.
And all of this to say, I have the audio.
Ah, yikes.
And I wish that I was making this up. I wish that, like, people would hear this podcast and be like, there is no way this stuff existed from 2005. You're just doing this for a shtick.
Right.
You're creating this new material every week. But no, this has the timestamp from the digital file of December 5th, 2005.
Oh, wow.
So we're going back here into the
19
lore
of, years later.
Into the Wolf Journal. Okay. So I'm going to share my screen here, Dave.
Okay. I'm going to leave.
Not a bad idea here. Share sound. So this part right here, this first 5 seconds or whatever, is my first track. And then I put this second track right beside it. This is the total song. It's about a minute and 10 seconds.
Oh my gosh. You really worked hard on it then.
Yeah. And this second one was what I dubbed the remix. So I'm gonna play it now. I'll pause before the remix. Wait, should I pause after the intro?
Pause after the intro, because I'm going to need to make fun of you.
Okay.
But I was just looking at the structure of it.
Uh-huh.
Is it just sped up? Is the remix just chipmunks?
Spoilers. Yes. No, you're right. I mean, hey, it was about the same time as, like, what, the hamster song and stuff? I literally did nothing to it other than speed it up to sound like a chipmunk.
You are a bad person, and you should feel bad.
I agree. Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Aaron Holmgren. I wrote this song, and hope you like it.
I'm really glad you included that intro, because otherwise I wouldn't have known that you hope that I like the thing that you're presenting.
Right. I mean, it just feels like such like this, I don't know, like an indie shtick or something, or just something to throw on, just a little bit of that behind the scenes studio type.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I would absolutely love it if, like, you know, a famous musician like Taylor Swift, when she dropped her double album, was just like, hey, this is Taylor and I made this album and I hope it's okay.
Enjoy.
What are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going to increase the volume. Was that soft for you?
That's it was soft.
Yeah, okay. So I bumped it up for the actual song. Oh, I should tell you, the title is Regret. Regret. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi, this is Aaron Holmgren.
Oops. Okay.
I wrote this song, yeah. And...
Wait, we have to listen to this whole 5 seconds again?
Check.
Check.
I saw you the first time, and it was like magic. I knew I had to know your name. I want to call you mine, but that's already happened. It happened a long time ago. Why did I ever let you go? Why did I ever let you go? This is torture beyond compare. You with your looks and your long brown hair. Give me a second chance.
Yeah!
I won't mess up on this romance. Why did I ever let you go? Why did I ever let you go? I will never know.
Okay. I'll say this. Not a straightforward melody. Like, there's interest in the melody. It sucks, but it's not terrible.
I love how it's a song that I wrote, and yet I'm flat. Like, I go flat.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's Regret.
Okay. So there's no accompaniment.
Mm-mm. This was recorded on those... Do you remember those white... computer mics that were just like a pencil size?
Yep.
That was the microphone. So it was recorded downstairs in our subfloor. It was a split level. On the home computer there. Yep. What you were saying?
What I hear as the I will never know or whatever. And then you hear and like that's your a cappella introduction to I hate you, but I love you. I hate you, but I love you.
Oh, yeah. I even have like that kind of that growl scoop.
Yeah.
Why did I? Gosh. So, so those lyrics are written here.
Yikes.
In case you couldn't understand my nasally whine, it goes like this. I want to call you mine, but that already happened such a long time ago. Oh, I must have changed it up as I started singing. I remember the first time I saw her. I told myself I could never have one so perfect. Oh, I changed it up considerably.
No kidding.
Oh, this is okay. We might have opened up something here. I wonder if, because the lyrics are written here so much later in the book, I'm wondering if I'm trying to expand this.
Oh.
Beyond the first minute. but that, it will never be, I just don't know. This is torture beyond compare, you with your looks and your long brown hair. I wish I could have you here to hold you close and call you dear. Oh, wow. Well, that's a twist.
Okay.
I literally thought these were the exact words of that recording. This is an expansion.
Dear listeners, this is the first example of Aaron ever editing something that he wrote.
But why? Why this song?
I don't know.
This should have been... not burned on a CD.
Definitely not.
It should have just been burned. Okay. Do you want to hear the chipmunk version? Because I definitely made one.
Of course I do.
Okay.
Yikes.
I think I put some reverb on that.
I was going to say, there was effort made into that because it was pitch shifting. It was also compressing in time and putting reverb in. And you tried.
I tried. I tried. Yep. But let me see. Regret to the remix. If I look at the properties here.
Regret to the remix.
That was made 5 days later, December 10th, 2005.
Oh my gosh.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a Saturday. This is what I was doing on a Saturday afternoon as a 15-year-old. I was making music.
Nope. No, you weren't. You absolutely were not.
So, can I just say, I like the Chipmunk remix better than the original, like 100 times.
Because you can't understand the words?
And because it doesn't sound like my whiny high school self.
Ah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's not as cringe for me to hear a chipmunk sing those awful words than hearing myself sing those awful words. I know it's me, but I did this in December 5th, and then 5 days later, I was like, you know what this needs? Techno Chipmunk remix.
But I think that's the weirdest part about this, is that you still didn't add a beat to it. You didn't add any form of music. It's just you, faster and echoier. I desperately now would like to have that and then take something from like Five Iron Frenzy and pitch that up. Like a chipmunk, whiny, sad boy intro to Chipmunk, I hate the world, let's destroy organized religion kind of thing. No?
Are you thinking of the right band?
Yeah.
Five Iron Frenzy.
Yeah, they're a pseudo-Christian band, but they have quite a few songs about, like, let's destroy organized religion so we can get back to the actual meaning of faith.
Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
Put the Christ back in Christmas!
I don't think
with trombones!
I don't think I listened to that much Five Iron Frenzy now that you say that.
Jesus of Nazareth is one of the best Five Iron Frenzy albums.
Okay, Dave.
Oh, gosh. So this is about someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know who?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say her name and social security number now?
No. I remember when I wrote this song, I, again, thought it was very romantic to try and, like, get it out there, to, like, see what my friends thought of it, but my friends group was pretty small and they knew like who I had dated. Right. So when I was typing the lyrics to this awesome melody, out on MSN Messenger to my friend with the castle in her basement, she wanted to know who it was about, so I left out the detail of the brown hair. I just put you with your looks and your long blank hair because it could be brown or blonde from my history. And the brown hair would give it away. So that's why I remember who this is about, because I remember distinctly self-editing the lyrics when I was sharing it with the world. Just to see if it was like, you know...
Wait, sorry, world or a friend on MSN?
Well, you know, it was the worldwide internet, baby.
Ah, yes. The information superhighway.
Yeah, so I sent it out there, and like I said, this was one that did eventually, someone got a hold of the audio and did an actual techno remake of it. I have no clue if that file exists anywhere. nor do I want to ask anyone about it. So
no, we need that. I need it because I need a new ringtone for my phone. Well, I also need a new theme song for my life.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can do, but that means I have to reach out to some really old acquaintances. anyway, so yes, this was about someone who I dated freshman year for a month and a half, probably the first person I would consider a girlfriend. Okay. And I think it was just me wanting to be in a relationship again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was... Oh, yeah, I can... huge fans of the podcast. If you want to be really, like, nosy or creepy, I guess, and you like to do that, like, mystery podcast thing where you drop hints and crap, 1 hour and 23 seconds, about the same person. That's all I remember. That one for sure was about the same person. Beyond that, I got nothing.
Well, and including that, you still got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we move to the next one?
Can I just, before we move on?
Yeah.
This is kind of gross and kind of creepy. Your song poem.
Just, oh, yes, for sure.
Being
yes.
mine, all that. But I feel like we should really put it into context. Not context, but current context.
Okay.
Did you hear the Chiefs kickers?
Oh my gosh.
Comments?
The stupidest. Yes. Yes.
So, what I want to say is this is better than that, Aaron.
Hey!
It's not as stupid.
Well, it's hard to be as stupid as
oh
what.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so.
What a moron.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. This is less cringe than that.
And you have the excuse of being like 15 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like a whole adult who kicks a ball.
Yeah. Well, now this is Better Off Friends, which is listed again right beside Epilogue to a Prologue and right before Tempt Me Not. So this would have been that bridge song between two seasons of the early podcast. We've been doing this forever. This was recorded in, let me get the metadata for you here. For all you who truly care. Who cares?
Yeah, how does it feel to care about this, you guys?
Yeah. Again, a formal apology is coming because, woof. This is March 26, 2006.
Okay.
So, 16-year-old me. Recorded as a WAV file.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
We're better off friends. I've heard the line before. But this time it's drunk to the core. Because I felt something more. We're better off friends. I've heard the line before. It seems a thousand times or more, but a friend is not what I'm looking for. I thought I saw something in her eyes that made me think I had a chance, but it led to my demise because she wasn't into romance and she just wanted a friend. We're better off friends. Heard the line before, but this time it struck me to the core, because I felt something more. We're better off friends. I've heard the line before. It seems a thousand times more, but a friend is not what I'm looking for.
Wow. Okay. I have a beautiful image in my head because, dear listeners, I know Aaron's parents. I have met them on many occasions, and they are beautiful, wonderful, kind, compassionate people, and all I can see is Aaron's father sitting outside of the computer room listening to this and going, oh, so I guess I have, you know, other kids I can try to make normal.
Oh, I guarantee you, I did not record this when anyone else was in the house. There's no possible way. Oh my gosh. Oh.
This one does, I mean, it's not good.
No.
Obviously. But it does sound very Ludo to me. It sounds, what's the... Ocean Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow Card.
Yellow Card. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is very Yellow Card. Or Cartel. Do you remember Cartel?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would have been better if you had, like, words.
I wrote them down in the Wolf Journal.
No, I know. Oh. I'm saying, like,
what?
Words that meant something.
We're better off friends. Did you not get that? That part?
No, I know.
I kind of yelled it. I yelled it many times.
Oh, I know. I heard. I heard it, Aaron.
But that's not what I'm looking for.
That's not what you're looking for.
You see what I did there? The quote, "Better off friends," is from the other person speaking to me.
Correct.
And I'm sad about that.
I understand that. But I also understand why that person was saying it.
Me too.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
I've heard the line before, or I've heard the lie before.
Oh gosh, good.
Because it sounds like sometimes it sounded like lie, sometimes it sounded like line, and I like that interplay. I think that could actually be good.
If I had switched it up between the two different.
Yeah.
It's definitely line. I've heard the line before, but this time it struck to the core. My poor bleeding heart. I don't quite get the... I've heard the line before. It seems 1,000 times or more.
Yeah.
I guess I'm saying, you've told me we're better off friends so many times. Ooh. Again, I apologize to anyone for whom this song may have been written about.
Woof. And you just gave me a nice idea in that it hit to the heart. So it's like to the core, not C-O-R-E, but C-O-R. Core as in Latin for heart.
Sure, Dave. Yep.
There's something there.
No, there's not. No.
There's definitely something there.
Okay. Yep.
Mi corazón.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. You jerk.
Yeah, so that's it. That's those are the lyrical rhymes that I decided to put to a melody and nothing else. No.
Yeah, so you had chords.
I wrote down notes, yeah.
Oh, are those aren't chords, those are notes.
I think it's just the melody, yeah.
Oh.
It looks like chords because I'm just putting like, yeah.
Yeah, letters.
Letters, yeah.
What? But you played piano at that point, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and my mom
you knew how music worked?
Had a bunch of old staff-lined paper in the bench of the piano. Could have done that. Maybe. Would have been better. Yeah.
Yeah. Would have made so much more sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. None of this makes sense, Dave.
Oh my gosh.
None of this makes sense.
You are a bad person and you should feel bad.
Well, here's the thing that, again, I think it's been a long time since we really talked about the ways in which teenagers process emotions, because the waves of just hormones and life, it all happens at the same time and everything's a mess. And so it's just, I feel sympathetic
Okay.
Not to my previous self. I was a dumb. But to a lot of kids out there who wouldn't have had the structure of support that I did have. If I was coming off this emotional and unhinged in the setting that I had the privilege of growing up in.
Yeah.
It must really suck for a lot of kids who don't have good peers and friends and mentors, especially in the internet TikTok generation that we are in, because these kind of things wouldn't have lived on a dusty external hard drive.
Right. These would have been non-deletable.
Posted up online forever as these cringy kids just bawling their, just putting their heart out there for anyone in the world to make fun of and to tear apart and to tear down when they're just being very vulnerable or trying to get clicks. I mean, there's the parasocial debate there, but
I just today, you know, Miss Rachel. Yes.
Give me context here.
Miss Rachel on YouTube, who does awesome songs and educational videos for children? You don't do Miss Rachel?
No. No.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. I hate to say it, but your daughter's not going to turn out right then.
That's fair. Okay. I mean, she she has me as a parent.
Oh, no, I love Miss Rachel. She does great videos, and she has a background in education. Her husband is a musical theater producer. Hmm. So, like, he writes songs, and he does all the instrumentation, and she's got awesome, like, theater connections then, too. So, wonderful singers who are doing all these things, and especially as someone who lives in small-town Minnesota, there are people of color in her videos. There are people from the LGBTQ community in her videos. So there's a lot of wonderful representation. She is just like one of the best people on the planet.
Okay.
She recently raised over $50,000 for the Palestinian Children Aid Fund.
Mm.
Helping children eat food.
Yes.
And for that, she got dragged online.
Yeah.
And she posted a video on TikTok saying, she was crying and saying, I'm being hurt for helping children, but I'm going to keep going because I'm helping children. And it just kills me that someone doing something really well and doing something really good gets hurt in that way. And then you think of, you know, teens posting cringy whatever, and they can be hurt in that same way, but they are not a resilient adult who has been through these things and has lived online for a long time, knowing the terrible pieces of content that people can put out against you.
Yeah. Imagine being imagine being trolled for something that you, as a 15-year-old, are rather proud of.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you just wait 19 years and then troll yourself. That's the healthy way to do it, folks.
If I've learned anything in therapy, and apparently I haven't.
Yeah, so we have come to, literally, we have one line remaining in the Wolf Journal, which will be our finale for this season, season 5. Yeah. And I am currently concocting a rather long apology poem for... Yeah. The pain I put you all through.
And I will be laying down a sick beat underneath it so Aaron can rap it. I'll just steal something from the Kendrick Drake beef and...
I know, I've been so into that. And like no one else is willing to talk to me about that. So that's a parasocial thing that I've been trying to keep up with.
Well, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating, yeah. Anyway, I cut you out of your biggest contribution to this show.
No, I already made fun of you.
Oh, okay. Well, good or garbage for both and or neither of those songs.
Okay, so for both of them, I would like to say, I just have one question for a competent therapist, and it's, where are you? And I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that feels appropriate.
Yep. Okay, well, we're going to end this week with the words of a true poet, this time coming to us from Angelina Weld Gremke. This is The Eyes of My Regret. It goes like this. Always at dusk, the same tearless experience, the same dragging of feet up the same well-worn path to the same well-worn rock, the same crimson or gold dropping away of the sun, the same tints, rose, saffron, violet, lavender, gray, meeting, mingling, mixing mistily. Before me, the same blue-black cedar rising jaggedly to a point. Over it, the same slow unlidding of twin stars, two eyes, unfathomable, soul-searing, watching me. The same two eyes that draw me forth against my will, dusk after dusk. The same two eyes that keep me sitting late into the night, chin on knees, keep me there, lonely, rigid, tearless, numbly, miserable. The eyes of my regret. That is self-reflection.
Yeah. Rather than, like, other projection.
Yeah, it's the two eyes of regret in her soul searching. That is, like, truly digging at her, but...
Right.
Ha! Well, that was pretty.
Yeah.
And I love that meeting, mingling, mixing mistily. Ooh, that was fun to read.
Oh.
Anyway. Well, this has been My Bad Poetry.
Now go write some of your own bad poetry.